the Gemara on Daf Vav, Amud Aleph, and then start, Bezat Hashem, the new Mishnah. We'll go through the new Mishnah today, if we have time. We should do. Okay. So, we are 5 lines. No, six lines. 6 lines from the bottom of the page on Vav Amud Aleph. And the Gemara says, introduces the two dots. So the two dots is often, not always, but often, most times, when you see two dots in our printed Gemaras, it means there's an extract from the Mishnah. It doesn't always mean that, but 90% of the time it does. So, the two dots we extract from the Mishnah. What do we take out of the Mishnah? The following two sections. First of all, it reads like this. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, B'mad Varem Omrim. What are we talking about? So that section comes from the top of the page. Amar Rabbi Yossi. See the first line of this page. Then it says, V'chule. Vav, Chaf, Vav with a chukchik. V'chule means etc. Dot, dot, dot. And then it brings, Mayasu Shneachim. Chule. Another bit of the Mishnah, which is the end of the Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah says, Rebbe, talking about the case of Rebbe, Rebbe says, what are two brothers going to do? So actually, that in itself is a bit problematic. Because the first part of that introduction is Rebbe Yossi, and the last part of that introduction is Rebbe. So who are we talking about? So you could say that actually we're talking about both of them. And the reason why the intro, if you like, the intro section brings both cases, both the case of Rebbe and the case of Rebbe Yossi, is because the following piece of Gemara is going on both of them, and is relevant to both of them. But actually, you want to see that that's not the case. Right? So, the piece of Gemara we're learning now is only relevant for Rebbe, the second part. So why did the Gemara write Amar Rabbi Yossi, as if it's introducing a section dealing with Rabbi Yossi? So the answer to that is, if you see at the beginning of after the two dots, there's a little dalet. In my book, is a dalet, a little dalet with a bracket. If you go and see where that leads you to, and if you go to the dalet and Masorat Hashas, which is in the top right hand corner of the page, you see the little dalet there. It says, Sadik Chipchuk Lamed Rebbe Omer. Sarik Chipchuk Lamed stands for Tsarich Lomar. You must say Rebbe Omer. It changes it. It says, scrap that bit. It's not Rebbe Yossi at all. It's Rebbe. We're dealing here with Rebbe. So this is apparently a printing error in the Gemara, that we're not actually dealing with Rebbe Yossi. So don't get confused here trying to do somersaults to work out how this fits in with Rebbe Yossi, because it really doesn't. It's a question only for Rebbe. Okay. So what did Rebbe say? Let's just bring ourselves back into the world of Rebbe so that we can understand our piece of Gemara. Rebbe said that the case we're dealing with is a case where the person gives warning or not. There's a difference, says Rebbe. Rabbi Yossi doesn't agree with this, but Rebbe says we can make a difference between where a witness gave warning or he didn't give warning. If he gave warning, he's considered to be one of the main Edim, and therefore if he's Karov or Passel, he ruins the case. But if he didn't give warning, then he doesn't ruin the case. We can excuse him. We can say, thank you very much for coming to court today. We don't need your services. We're going to continue the case without you, and everything's good. But only if he didn't give warning. Okay, so that's the background to the piece of Gemara that we're now looking at. So now the Gemara says, 5 lines up from the bottom, Heichi Amrinam Lehu. What do we say to them? What do we say to them? What do we say to who? What do we say to them? Just out of the blue, the Gemara says, what do we say to them? So Rashi explains to us what we say to them. If you look at the last Rashi on the page, Heichi amrinan lehu. What does it mean? What do we say to them? Lekarov ulepasul. Who are the them that we're talking to? We're talking to the karov or the pasul. We're not talking generally in the case to every witness. We're talking specifically to a karov or a pasul. If a karov or a pasul turn up to court, this is what we say to them. So Rashi says, we speak to the karov or the pasul, le mib dekinhu, big word, le mib dekinhu, to check, from the word bodek, to check, im mitchila le'edut nitkavnu, if mitchila, from the beginning, le'edut, for witnessing, nitkavnu, they intended. Did they intend to be witnesses or not? Right? So according to Rebbe, if it's relevant whether or not they gave warning, whether or not they intended to be witnesses. Right? And therefore, we ask Karav or Pasul if they intended to be witnesses in this fashion we're going to see now in the Sugya. Right? Is that only relevant to Rebbe? Rebbe Yossi doesn't care. Rebbe Yossi doesn't care if you intended, you didn't intend. You were there, you saw. You were in the case. But Rebbe says no. Rebbe says if you didn't intend to be there, you didn't intend to witness, you weren't one of the one who gave warning, then we can excuse you and the case can continue with the rest of the witnesses. So it's only according to Rebbe that this question is relevant. So we ask the Karov of the Pasul. So back in the Gemara, what do we ask them? Amar Rava. Rava says like this. Hechi amrinan lehu. This is what we say to them. Lemichse atitu or laasude atitu? That's the question. Lemichse atitu. Michse is to see. Did you come atitu to see? Or laasude atitu, or to testify. Did you come to see or did you come to testify? What does it mean, did you come to see or did you come to testify? What's the question? What's that question mean?
Whether a person was just there, like, in coming to court to observe the court case, or he was coming to testify on what he saw at the time. But we're talking about when he was, at the time of witnessing, when he was standing there, was he just seeing the crime, or was he actually saying, I'm going to be a witness on this case?
So which one? Because you just said two different scenarios. There's two different possibilities. Yeah, fair.
So he could as well be in the court case.
So there's exactly. So you've explained the two ways of looking at that. The judge says, did you come to witness or did you come to see? And the age graduate says, what do you mean? Did I come here today to testify, or are you talking about when I was there in the case? So the Rishonim say you can look at it either way. Both are possible. From that wording, you can say that the judge is saying, did you come here today to testify, or you just came to watch? You intended to be an aide. You came into court to testify. Or you can say no. The question goes back on, at the time you were there, when you were watching the events unfold, did you intend to be a witness? Or you intended just to watch it happen? You intended to be a bystander and have something to tell your friend when you got home. Guess what I saw today? Or you intended to be a witness? You can learn that wording out either way. Either way, the wording fits in. What's he doing in court? He came just to see, came to watch.
To see what's going on.
Yeah, I remember. Right. I was there. I want to see what happens. I want to see if he gets off. Interesting for me. So the court asks that question, and then the Gemara explains. Iamre la'asu de'atu. If he says la'asu de'atu, that he came to testify. Nimsa. Echan mehen karov, and it turns out that one of them is a karov or pasul. Eidotam batela. Then that's the case that the testimony is batel, is cancelled. If he says, "I came to testify," so then we throw out the case. But if he says the opposite, Gemara continues, iamre lechmichse atu. If he says, "No, I only came to watch. I was just looking and seeing what was going on. I wasn't intending to testify." Maya Seshne Achim Shira'u Bechad Sharaget Hanefish. Then We have the same passage, the quote from our Mishnah. What are you to do with two brothers who saw a murder take place? Meaning, implicitly, if he only came to see, so we don't battle the case. Why? Because what are you going to do with two brothers? We need a get out. We need a way of dealing with that scenario that allows the case to continue. So what do we say? So like we learned before, the rule that we can say in that case, if you didn't come to testify, but you were only a bystander watching, so I'm going to allow you to be excused from the case. Now, it could be that at this point, you're scratching your head. What's the problem with this piece of Gemara compared to what we learned in the Mishnah? This Gemara appears to be different than what we learned in the Mishnah. What was the rule that we learned in the Mishnah from Rebbe? If you had to tell me, what was Rebbe's rule? Explain to me what Rebbe decided in the Mishnah. Rebbe said, what was Rebbe's rule? Third line down. No, sorry. You can go further than that. So that's where Rebbe Omer. So, okay, let's go. Skip that. But yeah, Rebbe says whether it's the same for money or for capital offences. Okay, fine. Yofi. Now, from Rebbe says, Amitai, what are we talking about? What's the case Rebbe's talking about? That he makes his rule about, his law, based on what? Yeah, fair. So why is that a problem? What's different now? What's the Gemara say? The Gemara says, how does this work in practice? You go to court and the judge says,
when you right, did you hear warm?
That's where we fall down. You would expect at this point that the Gemara comes along and says, what's the case? The case is when the witness has come to court, the court turns to the witness and say, did you give the warning or not?
Right.
And if he says he gave the warning, it's passel. And if he says, no, I wasn't the one who gave the warning, he says, fine, let's continue. The Gemara doesn't say that. That's what we'd have expected. Apparently the Gemara brings in a completely different rule now. Let's ignore Rebbe. I know Rebbe's in the Mishnah, right? He's a Tanner. We've got a Mishnahic statement. We'll put that aside. It's not based on warning at all. Now it's simply based, apparently, it's based on something different. Did you come to see or did you come to testify? Who said warning? Well, apparently, it's a different question.
Well, to testify, didn't that mean that
he
was involved in the...
Ah, yes. Now we have to do some somersaults and gymnastics to match the two up. Because on the face of it, they're not the same. Right. On the face of it, they're not the same. Rashi, I think, tries to bring the two together. Rashi talks, in the first case, you'll notice that when Rashi explains Rebbe on the Mishnah, Rashi says, Rashi adds in over there, if you look at Rashi on the Mishnah, Aval im lo hitru bahem, the end of the wide lines in Rashi, the fourth line down, he says, V'lo kavnu liot edim, right? Rashi adds that in. Why does Rashi add in? It should be a simple open and shut case, whether or not they gave warning. And Rashi adds in there, and they did not intend to be edim.
They didn't have kavana.
They didn't have kavana to be edim. Should be relevant. It should be an open shut case. Did you give warning or not? No. So Rashi says, no, they didn't intend, because he knows later on that the Gemara is going to conclude that the relevance is that you intended or not. So he's now drawing those two points together to show that it's one and the same question, that you intended to be there. The warning is an indication of an intention.
Warning is an indication of intention
to testify
in the future.
Apparently so. My understanding of what's going on.
So that means that if you were simply at a local Hillel cafe drinking coffee and you see a murder going on,
yes,
you're just a bystander.
No. So everyone... You see, also the Rashi says we only ask this question to a karav or a pasul. We don't ask it to a normal aid. Normal aid, we just, yalla, you're an aid, you're an aid, you're an aid, you're an aid. If you happen to be a karav or a pasul, we ask you this question in order that we can exclude you or not. But if you're not a pasul, if you didn't, when you filled in the form, when you got into court, you filled out your name, your address, are you a karav or pasul, you tick the box or not. So They don't bother asking you that question. But if you tick the box, yes, I'm a Karov. So we have to check. So the question now is, having learned these two sugyas, if you came to court and you said to the court, I didn't give warning, but I intended to be a witness.
That doesn't make sense.
Which one would you fall in? According to the first, according to Rebbe, if you didn't give hatra'ah,
yeah.
that's the condition. But according to the Gemara, if you intended to be a witness, and that's what so Tom, should the Rishonim fight it out?
If you intended to be a witness, go ahead. Sorry.
I mean,
you can both speak one after each other. Go
ahead. How do you intend to be a witness?
If you intend to be a witness and you're a current or apostle, there's your issue.
Yeah, fair. So that's what it would seem like. It appears to be, my best understanding is that the Gemara comes along to explain the Mishnah. And the Gemara comes along to explain what the Mishnah means. When the Mishnah came to tell me that it's dependent on whether or not he gave warning or didn't give warning, it's a lav davka. Lav davka means not specifically. Right, that's the example of the case that we're talking about. And Rashi explains further that he intended or not. So it's lav davka. That's not the specific criteria. It's the general rule that we're looking at.
In the next Mishnah, it says that there's a machlokes in the Tanna Kamma, which is from the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yosi, and the Tanna Kamma holds that you don't even need to give any warning. Even if you just hear some random person giving a warning, you're not involved in the Eidos at all.
Right, yafet. So we.
So
you also see from the next mission, which we're going to do now, that there's at least one view which says that the witnesses don't need to give warning.
At all. They hear someone giving warning.
Right.
They don't need to see.
So and that doesn't make them any less a witness.
That's right. So he does it on his kavanah again. Maybe they have to discuss together.
Right. So then we have. Even further backing for the idea that hatra'ah is not really where it's at.
Yeah.
It's not really to do with hatra'ah, it's to do with intention.
But it goes back to the basic question. How do you determine when you're seeing something whether you're going to be a witness or not?
They ask you. It's a good question, and I don't know the answer, but when the judge looks at you and says, did you intend to witness or do you intend just to watch? So you have to answer according to your... According to what you say, they go with. If you say, yes, I intended to be a witness. If you say, I don't know, then they sit around in court and they ask you a few more times. Do you come up with one way or the other? You have to jump one way or the other. If you say, yes, I intended. If you say, no, I didn't intend, then they can excuse you.
You want to watch a police officer beat on somebody, or do you want to be a witness to testify against a police officer beat on somebody for police brutality?
The other thing is, it could well be that this allows you a get out for what are two brothers to do. Right, two brothers who witness a murder. Right? Do you really intend to be? Are you sure you? No. You really don't want to be. Right, you could go. Right, let's carry on. Right, it allows you that wiggle room, maybe. So, okay. Last line of the Mishnah. Last line of the Gemara. Itmar, it was said. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav Shmuel. Name of Shmuel. Halacha k'Rabbi Yossi. One opinion is you go like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is the difficult, the strict case where we don't allow you to continue with the claim if you have a karav or pasul. We don't allow you the get out that Rebbe has. But Rav Nachman says halacha k'Rebbe. Rav Nachman says that halacha is like Rebbe, the lenient side, that we do allow the case to continue. We don't throw it out just because there's a pasul or karav. If we can say that he's not intending to be a witness. And as we see from the little vav, just before the word halacha, on that page, that takes you up to the Ein Mishpat, tells you that that's actually the law that we follow. Right, so we actually go halacha lamaseh according to Rebbe. We do allow Adim to drop out of a case if we say that they didn't intend to be witnesses. Because otherwise, what will we do with two brothers? Yofi, next Mishnah. Top. Matnitin. We learned as follows. It was taught. Hayu shnayim ro'im oto mechalon zeh. There were two that saw oto it, him, it, presumably it. It works better here. It, they saw the crime. They saw it. Could be him, but they saw it. Mechalon zeh, from this window. Ushnayim and two others, ro'im oto mechalon zeh. They saw it. They saw the same thing. From a different window. They had, and one, meaning a third party, matre bo ve'emsa, gave warning on it in the middle. So what's our case? Case is like this. Reminded of JFK, the book
depository.
You
know? The book depository, yeah.
And he was in the
grassy knoll.
Yeah, you forgot the grassy knoll. With the CIA.
Right? So two witnesses were on the grassy knoll.
Shooting their heads out.
And two witnesses, I can't draw them in here, so we'll have them here. Two witnesses. We're in the book depository. And they both saw the shooter, the FBI guy. They're still in a different color.
Is he the grassy knoll?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is what piece of Gemara you're going to remember. Come on, guys.
It's never going to apply.
Come on, you need all the tricks to remember Gemara. Right? And they saw. About
the time when Manny got into jail. He knows it wasn't the grassy knoll.
The guy with the gun. Shooting. Shooting.
Took apart his head being blown away, his cranium.
Right, and remember Jackie covering over her. And is she giving warning?
They said no. So where's the warner? The warner is someone different. So they're that's the perpetrator, that's a victim. These are two witnesses, these are two witnesses. Where's the warner? The warner is here.
The Warner Brothers?
He said, don't do it.
Right? He's saying, stop.
Is he the one with the umbrella?
Warner. Warner Brothers. Warner. He's the warner. He's saying, stop, don't shoot him. You know that's Asur Minatora, and if you do, you're going to get... Where are you going to get? Where the punishment is for shooting or stoning?
I thought it was having your head chopped off.
It's murder.
Murder? No, a different murder.
Murder, stoning.
Stoning?
Yeah.
Stealer?
No, I thought it was
having
your head chopped off.
I think so. Cool. Anyway, being like that, either way, you're going to get killed. Don't do it. You're free. That's the scenario. The mission is stealing. Now, this man at the time, meaning in the case of this man, shem miksatan. Miksatan mean from the word katsat, a little, right? This man shem miksatan rotin. At the time when only some of them, meaning not all of them, right? Only some of them, less than all, rotin elu et elu. Hare elu edut echat. If some of them see the others, then it's one edut, wasn't it?
One group.
If only some of these see some of these. For sure, if all of them see all of them, well, that's not even a question. What's the question? The question is, maybe all of them didn't see all of them. If all of them saw all of them, that's not even a question. Tomorrow doesn't even bother asking that. Right? Only come ask the question. You're going to learn from the fact that only some of them saw some of them. They had direct eyesight. There's a question in the Rishonim whether this means that those two saw him and him saw those two, or it only means one-way viewing.
I have to understand that they actually might not have seen them, that they're claiming that they saw them.
Well, we have to believe them when they claim it.
I understood, but it's just on a claim, because one group is going to come to Mizoma me. You're an so it's a claim. It's not the truth. The really.
Yeah, but no, the zomomim is a claim. This is only to establish whether or not they're a cat. It's not really a. It's not something that.
They're claiming that we saw them and we saw them. If one of them claims that, then you can say, okay, they're all liars. When somebody comes to Zomokai, then they can claim that they're all liars. You see what I'm saying? Because they're claiming that I saw this guy, and it's all one testimony. He said it's all, the whole thing is possible. You see what I'm saying?
I do. Okay. Let's come to it when we do the Zomim.
Okay.
So initially Gemara says, if some of them saw some of them, and there's two possibilities for what that means. It means either like this, some of them saw him, and he also saw them, or it means only that one way, that they saw him. They weren't looking, they were down on the grassy knoll looking at him, and he was up in the high building. Right? You saw us from below. I wasn't looking up there, I never saw you, but you saw us. So that could also be the case.
Right.
We shouldn't even argue about what it means that some saw something. It could be either of those.
In order for the Beis Din to know that, they would have to ask that, so it would become a claim.
So if the witnesses come into the Beis Din, and it depends on the facts of the case whether or not it's relevant for us to decide now whether you're one cat or two.
Right.
So if it's relevant, then you're going to have to put. So at the time when some saw some, they're considered to be Eidut Achat, one Eidut. We're going to see why that's relevant in a minute. The Imlav, but if not, Hare Eidut Shtei with the Eidut. If they did see each other, then it's two different Eidut. Okay. Very nice. What does that matter? So the Gemara tells you why it matters. Actually, Rashi tells you also, but the Gemara brings it as well. The Gemara brings the nafkamina. What's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is the practical difference. Why do I care if it's one cat, one... They both saw it. They're all witnessing in court. Well, the guy's dying. Right? Who cares if it's one group or two groups? Well, just so that you can fill out your forms in court and say, this you actually one group or two groups? No, there's a practical difference. What's the difference? As follows. Leficha, therefore... So the lfichach here goes on the last case. If they're two cats, if they didn't see each other, right, the end of what we just read, the imlav, and if not, hare elu, shtei ediot, they're two different sets of witnesses. Lfichach, therefore, if you have two sets of different witnesses, im nimsa acham mehem, if one of them, meaning one of those two sets, yafet, and doesn't mean just one person, right, but you might in one of those two sets, zomenet was zomified, lashon tzvi. Who the hen nehagin? He and them are killed. Who's he and them?
Killer and the zomified set.
The accused person, the nidon, and the zomemim are killed. Vahashniya patorah. And the second group can go three. So what are we saying? We're saying that if we have a case not like this, where the case of the red is not what we're talking about. We're talking about a case where they didn't see each other, and they are two different groups. They're not connected at all. They both come to court, and they both give their testimony. Four different people give testimony, saying that JFK was shot by the FBI. What happens later when one group gets zomified?
False Cuban witnesses. Fake Cuban witnesses.
If they get zomed, right? The what's his name?
Fidel Castro's brother and his cousin.
No, the one that they fingered that then got shot.
Lee Harvey
Oswald comes and zomifies these guys and says they weren't there, this is all set up. Right?
Because Jack Ruby was
off.
Right?
Yeah, that's it.
Am I right? Anyway, if they get zombified, then they're two different sets. We can kill them. Bye bye. Goodbye. And we also kill him.
What?
Right? Even, and and these two walk because there's no testament against them.
They testify against them.
They're good. Right. So the question, well, why do you need to tell me that? It's obvious. Right. They haven't done anything. Right. So the
we
shall deal
warning.
With.
You forgot the CIA.
Then who gave the warning of those two?
The guy with the umbrella.
Sorry, what's the question?
Oh, I mixed up.
Okay, so the question Rishonim asks, why is it you need to tell me that those two go free? It's obvious. So it's an answer for that, but we'll leave it for the moment. So
the guy's killed on the Eredu.
Nachon, the guy got killed on these
ends. The Eredu.
The Eredu. Because the Eredu stands. However, if they were one cat.
One group,
because their Eredu was considered to be one group. And two of them only were zombified, what would be the case? That wouldn't happen. Because what would happen?
The walk. The murderer would walk.
The who?
The alleged murderer would walk.
Throw out the testimony.
We would.
Throw out the testimony.
Nope.
You throw out the testimony of the entire group.
What?
The other two have to be. The whole group has to be zombified.
And if the whole group is not zombified, then what?
Nothing.
Then it's nothing. It's meaningless.
Right, so you try the testimony.
No, it's meaningless. A guy comes into court and says, we zombify half of these aliens. What do we learn on the previous page? This is the top Rashi. You have to zombify them all.
Right.
Three is like two.
So
just like until you zombify all two, there's no case of zomimim. So two, unless you zombify the entire group, one is like 100. Until you zombify the whole group, they're not zomimim.
I understand, but doesn't mean the testimony stands.
Whose testimony?
They're not high zomimim.
Whose testimony? These two guys. You're right. We might ignore these, but if we've got a cat, these two guys are still good. We're not throwing out the case.
I don't know about that. That's not. I don't know.
No. What about the
first? I think.
What about the ones who gave the warning?
They're not tied to be zomified.
Yeah.
Okay. Meaning the entire group of four
is
not tied to be zomified. They're not up for murder charges against them. That doesn't mean we keep the testimony of all of them, or it doesn't mean we split it and keep the testimony of
everyone. You were saying they saw each other.
What's it? What's the case? What group? If it's one group, and they're not all made zomimim, we don't kill. We don't zomify them, but it doesn't mean we keep the testimony. Don't we wait to see them? Don't we have to wait a certain number of time to see if the other two? Nothing. Where do we learn from? We learned from the previous sugya of two Edim, and only one of them was zombified.
Right.
But in that case, it was different because then we only had one valid witness, but here we still have two valid witnesses.
Understood. But it's all considered as one. I think you consider all the testimony as one.
Continue with them.
Why not?
Because now they're. I think that's a truth.
Why? Well, right,
because they were part of something that has a.
It might be that that's what the Rishonim might say, but just from what we learned from our basic rules, there's no reason.
Now let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
This is where it comes into a little bit of a consideration of how did you group them as together as one Edus. They testified that we saw them. Right? How are you grouping them together? They're making a claim that we also saw them.
If you go by the one that said they both saw them,
right, so
you could exclude and say they're in the case when they didn't.
Right. You could go the other way around and say they didn't.
Uh-huh.
Right.
But that's already an element of saying that
you wouldn't take the ages.
So the people on the grassy knoll, if they did not see the others.
It's one minute. Everybody here understands Hebrew, or I don't speak in English?
English is better.
One of our Poland friends who did study here has problems in his heart, not allowed, and he doesn't have money for medicine. We are collecting from him everybody what he can give, something for his medicine. He's in a big problem. What he will give will be blessed.
Too bad. Okay.
Lots of medicine.
one testimony, and part of the testimony gets, I don't know. The answer is I don't know. I don't know if it's quotes as testimony or not.
I think the best that we can get to when learning Gemara is at this point to say, I don't know. It's a question.
Right.
And it could be either way. And I would not be surprised if we have Rishonim that go both ways. It would seem to me.
Now, what about the person who gave witness?
Sorry.
Says he's completely separate.
The person who gave the
warning.
Yeah, we according to this scenario, he's not even a witness. I mean, he's a witness. He's not one of the.
Right. So he's completely.
He's not one of the testifiers. It doesn't appear to be testifying in the case.
We have a different. We have another side to this scenario. If you have a cut of four.
Yes.
And two, another group says you weren't there, you were with us.
Yes. Someone.
But it's not the other two of the cut of four. It makes those who want to do the zimima suspicious. Why are they breaking up the cut? Something it doesn't sit well.
Okay. Okay.
And we also would have to ask, are the other two that are not qualified, as you say,
yeah,
are they agreeing that the first two were with them? Or the first you said we were with
them? So that we don't know. You're right, that we don't know. Yeah.
Over here you're saying it's one group and these two are pretty good?
Over here we're saying that they saw from a different place.
But they saw each other, they're saying?
So in the case where they saw each other, they become one group.
And if two are Zomim, you're saying other
and
two
are Zomim? And if two are Zomim, the Gemara does not say what happens to the other.
Then what would be the difference if they saw each other or not? Why does the Gemara say that?
One group or two groups? They didn't see
each other. Does that just make it
to one group?
But it's one group and the two are not good, the other two are Zomim. What's the difference?
So the difference is if they're two groups, they didn't see each other, then they're two separate groups. They're not connected at all. And if you zombify this group,
the other one's testifying.
The other one stands.
And you said that these are still standing if it's one set and only two of them are anyways.
No.
Right, so your question could be that therefore it has to be a different, then in this case it would be different. If you want to say that where there are two sets, the testimony stands, then you might want to say therefore when there's only one set, the testimony doesn't stand.
Right.
You might want to say that, but the Gemara doesn't say that.
The Gemara says, Rishonim
might say that.
It doesn't say in both cases the testimony would stand. The Gemara says Lifkach, only afterwards on the second case is that.
That's the only one it talks about.
Right. So.
So therefore, can you imply? That's the question. Can you imply that from that or not? Maybe not.
Seems, Rashi says they don't do okay.
It seems that.
Okay, so let's see the Rashi. Let's see the Rashi now. Okay, first Rashi on the page. Hare Elu Eidut Echad. Rashi explains. The Nafkamina here, the what it means that they're Eidot Echad. So Rashi says like this. The Im Huzam Echad Mehen, if they're one Eidot, and... Okay, so let's see what Rashi says. Alright, so let's see. Okay, no, so Rashi's like this. We're going to need the little help here from the bet. You see after the word Im, there's a bet. So that explains a little bit more to clarify Rashi. Let's just read the Rashi before we get there. Ve'im huzam echad mehem. And if one of them is zomified, we have to learn what the one is, right? Or shnayim, it depends whether or not we include the brackets. Ve'lo huzmu kulan, and not everyone was zomified. Ein nahargin, we don't kill them. Right, Rashi's bringing us
We don't kill them.
So it's a good question. What does it mean? Ein nahargin. They don't get killed. Does he mean? So for sure he means that the witnesses don't get killed. Right? Rashi for sure is bringing us at least minimum the rule that we learned previously, which is that you don't kill the witnesses unless all of the... You can't make any zomimim unless you make them all zomimim.
But they should all be zomimim. They're all saying they all saw each other. And if these two weren't there, then they obviously weren't there. These are also lying.
I'm just kidding.
Depends who we believe. Not obviously that they're liars. Not obviously.
I mean, they're saying they saw these two, and they're saying that these guys weren't even there. So it means all four of them are.
Apparently, it's that way.
We have a law in Zomim then. If you don't Zomim apply all of them.
Then they should all be.
Right, Nahon, but why? Because we believe the Zomim. We believe the Zomim. It's interesting, right? Because the law of Zomim is that when two people come into court and say, we saw you with us on that time and that date and that place, we believe them. Even though in this case it's a bit unique, because we've got two other guys who say, no, we saw them in that time and that place and that, right? But we believe the Zomimim according to the law of Zomimim, yeah. Just when they say it. When in reality, we've actually just got two against two. We say we saw you, and they say, no, we saw them. So it's not a pashut case of what goes on.
The guys who are being Zomimim, right? Zomified, they could also be the ones claiming we saw the other guys of the group. Meaning they could be the complete liars. So then why would you include the other two?
Anytime someone comes to testify against someone, they could always do that.
No, but you see what I'm saying? If you're not going to call, you can't call it a whole group. You're saying we should call it a whole group because they're claiming that we saw the other guys. But it could be that the guys who are getting zomified, the liars, are also the ones claiming that they saw the other guys.
But when
the whole testimony.
Okay, guys, we're going to have to stop now because Rabbi Yeshua has come in specially to talk to us about the remaining time to fill in. Is that Hashem? And
the other two.